Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study on the 9 spiritual gifts found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The scripture tells us, "And concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware." And then it says in verse 4, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit." Verse 8 says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as He wills." Today we are focusing on 2 of the utterance gifts. Of these 9 gifts, they could be broken up into 3 sections, and one of those specific sections I like to call the utterance gifts, or the gifts that say something. Yesterday we talked about the gift of prophecy, and today we're going to focus on the gift of various kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues. May I simply give you this definition for the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues? The gift of tongues is supernaturally inspired utterance in an unknown or an unlearned language. The public ministry gift of tongues used in an assembly or in a church meeting is differentiated from the simple gift of tongues or speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit, it is often called, which is given to believers to speak to God alone and to edify their spirit, as noted in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 in verses 2 and 4. In verse 2 it says, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." And then Paul goes on to write in verse 4, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. But he who prophesies edifies the church." And that reference to tongues there is talking about the simple gift of tongues, or the gift that's given as evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, where a person is given the gift of speaking in an unknown, perhaps heavenly language, where they can speak directly to God, where their spirit literally utters things that they don't even understand, but the Holy Spirit is speaking or praying through that individual. But the public ministry gift of tongues, which is what I want to talk to you about today, is useful only when the gift of interpretation is also manifested. That's why I want to talk about these 2 gifts together. The gift of interpretation is not translation, but instead it's a supernatural, inspired verbalization of the meaning of the message that was just given in tongues. In both of these gifts, neither the speaker nor the interpreter has any natural knowledge of the language spoken. Perhaps you may wonder, well, what on earth is the purpose of this very strange gifting, and how does it operate, and how should it operate, and what does it do? Well, the scripture gives us several reasons for the gift of tongues and interpretation. First of all, let me go back to giving you the purpose of the simple gift of tongues, that gift that comes with the infilling of the Holy Spirit, where a person is given this gift of being able to pray in an unknown language. We see this throughout Scripture, first of all in Acts 2, verse 4, where they were all filled with the Spirit and began to speak in other languages. And in Acts 10, 46 and Acts 19, 6, we see multiple incidences where people were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other tongues. What was the purpose, or what is the purpose, of that simple gift of tongues? Mark 16, 17 tells us that These signs shall follow those who believe. They shall speak with new tongues. It's a sign that follows believers. Secondly, it is an evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, the gift of tongues is a supernatural prayer language that's given to the individual for the purpose of direct communication with God without the hindrance of your natural mind. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God." You can pray perfectly when you pray in the Spirit because you are not praying out of your natural mind or even out of your own selfish motives. You're praying the will of God when you are praying in the Spirit. But let me switch now to what's the purpose of the gift of tongues operating in a church meeting or an assembly. The scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22, that tongues in this fashion is a sign to the unbeliever. It says, "Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers." That's an interesting statement. What does it mean? Let me illustrate it to you with a story, one of the most remarkable illustrations I've ever come across that gives the perfect demonstration of being a sign to the unbeliever. And this was written by Lester Sumrall in his book, The Gifts and Ministries of the Holy Spirit. He wrote this: "A tremendous illustration of the fruit of this gift took place when I preached in Washington, D.C. After my sermon, one brother gave a message and another interpreted. When they had finished, a young man walked to the front and spoke in a foreign language to the one who had given the message. The brother answered, 'I'm sorry, sir, but I don't understand any other language.' The man replied, 'But you spoke my language beautifully. I am Persian. You spoke my language and told me that I must get right with God, that I must find God right now.' The brother answered, 'No, it was the Spirit who spoke to you. It was God talking to you, not me.' Much to the young man's surprise, neither of the two men, the one who gave the message in tongues and the one who interpreted it, spoke or understood his language. He stood there trembling, then knelt down and gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. That night, the gift of tongues and interpretation were magnificently fulfilled, just as the Bible says it was a sign to the unbeliever. God spoke to that man in the Persian language through two men when neither of them understood a foreign tongue. One man was a real estate agent, and the other was a car salesman." That is a beautiful story illustrating the purpose of the ministry gift of tongues and interpretation as a sign to unbelievers. A second purpose of this gift is to edify the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4 says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church." And then verse 5, "I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification." The purpose of the public ministry gift of tongues with interpretation is to bring edification to the church as well as being a sign to unbelievers. Let me give you an excellent illustration of this. And this was written by Dr. Howard Carter in his beautiful book, Spiritual Gifts and Their Operation. He told this story. "In 1914, I was in a convention in England. Alexander Bodie was the chairman, and there were numerous speakers on the platform. There were several men from Germany, some from Holland, others from America, including a missionary named Miss Alma Doring. There were also a number of English speakers, including Smith Wigglesworth. Behind me in the congregation, a Scotsman spoke in other tongues. It was a clear, resounding message. Mrs. Crisp, the lady principal of the Women's Bible School in London, was sitting in the front row, and she gave the interpretation. The Scotsman spoke again in this tongue, and Miss Crisp interpreted a second time. It happened a third time. Then Miss Alma Doring, the American missionary from Africa, spoke to the chairman, and he said, 'Miss Alma Doring wishes to address the convention respecting the message that has just been given.' We were all very interested to hear what she had to say. She said, "Friends, the language that has just been spoken is the language of the Kifeoti tribe in Africa. It is next to the tribe of people among whom I am working. Just as one native will call aloud to another native on a hill and get his attention and then give him a message, so the Lord has spoken through the message and called us to attention and given us the word that he would have us receive." Regarding the interpretation, she continued, "The sister who interpreted has given a faithful interpretation of the message." She said, "If I had sat down with a pen and paper and translated what I heard, I would have put it in plain language. But the lady who interpreted has not only given us the sense of the message, she has given it to us in a most ornate language. It has been most beautifully expressed." So there was a double miracle. A Scotsman who knew only English was speaking clearly and fluently in the language of an African tribe. A lady who did not even know what the language was gave a most wonderful interpretation by the Spirit. That is a great example of edifying the church through this gift of tongues and interpretation. That's all the time we have for today. Have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.